प्रेष्टाय कृष्णा प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पस्कच्यादे सतायने जय श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद ज्ञानवेदानंद श्रीवासवेदानंद हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So Krishna needs to take a bath, and we heard yesterday that Krishna does not like to take a bath, and when Mother Yashoda tries to motivate him to take the bath, he says, "Oh, I was out all day. Let me first eat, and then after I have eaten, then I'll take my bath." So Yashoda, who wants to really please Krishna and always gives him some snack, and then Krishna says, "Oh, no, it's not recommended after eating directly take a bath. So let me at this time, please." And then he has so many different reasons. I think one time he wants to dress in a certain way. He wants to play a certain game first. He wants to have a certain unique toy, and Mother Yashoda gives it all, until Krishna runs out of arguments, and then he has to take a bath. So, in the Briya Bhagavatamrita, we find out that Sarupa, who has just entered the Aprakat Leela for the first time, looks on during this bathing ceremony and sees how a number of young gopis bathe, dress, and ornament Krishna with Yashoda's permission. Yashoda is not directly present here because she's in the kitchen making a nice evening meal for Krishna. Now, as the young gopis who are engaged by Yashoda to bathe Krishna, something very interesting happens. See, you must know, for Krishna maintains at all times all the three ages, that is the Kumara age, Puganda age, and Kaishora age. But different devotees, according to their relationship, see him more in one particular age. Mother Yashoda, in other words, always sees him as her little boy, Kumara age. Krishna Sakas, cowherd boyfriends, see him more like a Puganda age. That's the age when Krishna goes out into the forest for cow herding. While the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan see him in the Kaishora age. So in the Kaishora age, Krishna has perfected one art. Who knows what this art is? It's flute playing. He plays flute in such a way that the mountains melt, that the trees move, that the rivers freeze or become stunned, and that the hearts of the gopis are attracted from everything else they do, including taking care of the babies, feeding the husbands, taking care of the household activities. When Krishna plays that flute, they leave everything and run. And this is, in one way, a problem. In another way, it's the highest delight for the gopis. But in one way, I mean, they're just feeding their babies and Krishna plays the flute and they have to go because it's so attractive that no one can resist. Prahlad Maharaj says, if someone asks me what I did to become attracted to the Lord, my answer is I didn't need to do anything because the Lord is like a powerful magnet and I am like a little piece of, it's called iron fillings. You know, when you go with a rasp, the small, small splinters. So I'm automatically attracted to Krishna. How can you not be attracted? Krishna, how can you not be attracted? Siddha Yogini, what is wrong with you that you don't react to the magnet? That's Prahlad Maharaj's viewpoint. No? What is wrong with us? Why don't we like the chanting? Something is wrong, you know. The problem is we want to relish Krishna, but we have a banana leaf on the tongue. And then we cannot taste the sweet very nicely. As sweet. Anyways, so the gopis curse the flute because he is creating so much disturbance, the flute. And while they bathe Krishna, they always try to catch the flute. And Krishna tries to avoid, you know, while the water is going over Krishna. Krishna finally, with a smile, he throws the flute to Sarup, the new arrival, who was in this world known as Gop Kumar, no? So that he is safe from the gopis. This is the bathing ceremony of Krishna. When we bathe Krishna, we should take a container, a golden pot, and pour the water on Krishna, and the water streams down his beautiful body, and he looks so attractive, so glossy, so shiny. When we bathe the Shalagam Shila or Giriraj, another method is recommended. We put him and submerge him, especially in the summertime, in the water. During the summertime, there is a beautiful pastime happening just very close to here. In Manasi Ganga, the beautiful gopis come in the evening, this is the time, to the bank of Mother Ganga, and they wish to cross, not Mother Ganga, Manasa Ganga, the lake, they wish to cross. But on that one day, there is no boat. They look, this is mysterious, there are usually many boats, but then one gopi sees in the distance, on a landing, one very old boat. And on the boat, she sees something like that, looks like a pile of blanket. When she listens very attentively, there is the sound of someone sleeping under the blanket. I didn't hear snoring, I don't think snoring, just breathing. So Radharani looks at the gopi and hints to the gopi she should go there, so the gopi goes on the boat. And she grabs on the pile of blankets. What? She hears a voice. And I don't know, he says, some more. So the gopi wakes up. It's a very old boatman which is there, and a very old boat. And the gopis say, we have to cross this. We have brought some sweets for Haridev. We want to give him sweets to eat. I said the boatman, so late already. I have just finished my complete day. But okay, we can. What do we have? Milk sweets? Good, you have to give me a few of these. Okay, we can take. I can take half of you over. But Radharani, it's already so late. You wouldn't have anything of that. She says, no, we have to go all in the boat. My boat is so old, said the boatman. But ultimately he surrenders to Radha and he begins to row the boat over the Manasi Ganga. After some time he stops rowing. Hey boatman, we need to be there soon for Haridev. It was already a full day and you forced me to take so many with you. This is too much. I now need to eat, otherwise I cannot continue to row. I'm already very weak. So what do you have? We have milk products, but it's fine. So the boatman eats all the butts. The gopi says, look, they've never seen anyone who can eat so much. Then the boatman he goes like this. He says, now I'm very tired. I have to take a rest. Gari, we need to cross. You're a boatman, you should do your duty. I'm not able, I'm too tired now. So he sleeps, and while he sleeps, mysteriously, some big rain clouds come, they gather, and a strong wind starts to go and blow very strong. So the gopis are very worried. The boat is rocking back and forth, and they wake the boatman. The boatman, you have to get us out of this problem. A storm has arisen. The boatman gets up. Oh, I told you, you're too many in this boat. This is now very dangerous. Okay, there's one thing here. What we can do, we can throw the empty pots out of the boat. They're anyway empty. But they're made from gold. The entire wealth of our family is in these pots. The boatman says, we will sink if you don't throw. So they throw it all overboard. Then the boat starts to rock, and it seems the boatman is really enjoying it, and it rocks along. And finally water comes into the boat, and then the boatman makes a very indecent proposal. He said, you must take your blouses now and wipe the floor of the boat. And the gopis respond, we will never do this. We will throw you overboard because you are a useless boatman. Now the storm gets more heavy. There's lightning in the sky like we saw the other day. In this moment, Radharani is totally desperate, she throws herself on the neck of the boatman and says, "Save us, save our families. We are..." So as she throws herself on the boatman reacts very delighted, and he pulls Radharani next to him, and as Radharani comes close, she feels it inside the cloth. Oh no. She pulls a bamboo flute out. Oh no, it's you, Syamsuna. And at this moment, Krishna throws away the boatman's cloth and it's very beautiful. Yellow dhoti, such an effulgent body, beautiful crown. And even the old boat turns into a beautiful golden boat. It was also a disguise. And Krishna is very... And the storm disappears quickly. And then another chapter starts. The beautiful gopis and Krishna have their boating leela at Manasagangi Ganga. And this way, this happens also during the Shayana leela, during this time. So today we could not talk so much, but we are not in a hurry. This is Vrindavan. Let me see. We will stop our katha here, but I think it's always very nice to notice. The other day I read, Krishna constantly makes arrangements so that his devotees come closer to him, surrender to him, and you know, he's constantly engaged in this. And as far as his devotees in the material world are concerned, he has manifested shastras for them. He has inspired the sadhus to walk over the planet Earth and talk about him. He has appeared as the Archa Vigraha, and the most merciful arrangement, at least for some of us, we consider it, is Krishna has appeared in the holy name. Now, the moment Krishna sees that we surrender to one of these forms in which he has made himself available, he immediately changes everything. I liked when Radharani fully surrendered to Krishna and threw herself around his neck, how immediately the clouds and the lightning and the rain and the thunder disappeared. Because everything in Krishna's pastime, or everything about Krishna, is he wants to engage his devotees, but also those souls in the material world in connection with him. So therefore, when you are here in Vrindavan, don't forget with all your sadhana Krishna. It's all about coming closer to Krishna. That is when you cook Nikunya and Vipakit, when you do your many services. Think we are serving now a devotee of Krishna. Krishna will like this. Madhavananda and Siddha Yogini, when you do your services, and when you read and when you chant and all this, and it's all, let us respond to Krishna's calling, no? Be a little bit more responsive. Responsibly responsive. Hare Krishna. Is that correct English? Responsibly responsive. Okay. So see you next evening for the continuation of the Shayana Lila. It's the dusk Lila. Dusk means it's not exactly day any longer, but also not night. It's in between.
Krishna. Mm.